Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Okay, this morning is just going by too fast. You've been hearing it. It's heroes, ones that are creating jobs, making a difference in people's lives. Everything counts, and everybody has the ability to be a hero. You just have got to find it. You're going to learn from our heroes today. Well, we just had the TV reality star from Hardcore Pawn TV, right? He's the owner of American Jewelry, Les Gold. And we just had, and I know everybody's thirsty now, because that's right, we had the founder and CEO of Sam Adams Brewing Company. Yes, I'm thirsty too. And next, we're going to end the show with the Chicago Pizza King. That's right, the president of Lou Malnati's. And boy, has he got some information to share of how he got started. And without further ado, we're going to talk about our entrepreneur. She is a founder of an Inc. 5000 recruiting company. And what's great is this company is based, that's right, it's based in Arizona. In fact, her company has been the top-ranked Arizona-based recruiting firm, AZ Tech Finders. Huge accomplishment. Now, I've got an idea, but let's share with our listeners, really in summary, what does AZ Tech Finders do?
Thanks, David, for having me on. In the simplest form, we help companies grow by finding the right people. And for our candidates, we're really helping them find better opportunities and better jobs.
Excellent. And what are the type of, the qualities that you look for in candidates? Because, you know, we hear a lot of people looking for positions and that. What do you look for?
Absolutely. Right now, it's very much a candidate environment. So clients come to us and they're really seeking out very particular skills. But more than that, they're looking for a good culture fit. So it really all boils down to really getting to know that client, what they're looking for, and really trying to match. In essence, we're kind of a matchmaker for jobs and people. So culture is super important. So we try to really find out exactly what our clients are looking for. And on the candidate side, we're really, you know, having in-depth conversations with them and trying to find out exactly what's going to be that perfect match.
Now, you're in a very competitive field. And by the way, again, they could reach you by going to aztechfinders.com or alliances.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. It's a competitive field, yet in a short period of time, Inc. 5000, top-ranked Arizona-based recruiting firm, and on. How?
Well, it's funny because actually I started the firm 18 years ago. So I always think of it kind of as a little turtle. You know, we've been organically growing throughout the years. And it's really, I would say, just about probably the last 5 years where we really have stepped up. We've increased our staff and our team and really focused internally to find the right people to help expand our company. And it all goes about, it's about relationships, you know, building those relationships. So some of the clients that we first started with 12, 15 years ago, we're still working with them. And that's important to build that trust.
And we have Sharon Bondurant. She is the founder, CEO of aztechfinders.com, an Inc. 5000 company. In fact, your company is a member of Alliances. They can go to alliances.com to also find out information about your company. We have many mentors. Who would you say has been your mentor, or who do you learn from?
I actually, I learned from several people. I would say, you know, most importantly, I learn from my team every day. So I have tried to, you know, go out and find the best people to be part of my company. And I always try to find people smarter than I am. I want to learn from them. And so I see my team working so hard every single day, and their passion and their character, and that makes me want to keep going and keep doing this for a really long time.
Now, I got to tell you, you look amazingly healthy.
Thank you.
So healthy. How? Thanks. Why? What's going on?
I don't know if you call it a midlife crisis or a midlife opportunity, but when I turned 40, you know, I decided to really break out of my comfort zone. And I wanted to do something that really scared me. And I stumbled across fitness competitions and competing. And I was terrified. In fact, the day before my first competition, I almost didn't do it because I thought people would laugh at me or I would, you know, slip and fall or do something. So it really pushed me beyond my comfort zone. And by showing up that day to do my first show, I realized that I had a lot more inside to be able to break out of that fear and that comfort zone. And I did extremely well. So it kind of spurred me to keep going. And I've been on that track for about 5 years now.
So, because it's an IFBB, right? IFBB. What does that stand for? International
Federation of Bodybuilding.
You see how much I know about, you know. A pro athlete. I mean, amazing. And again, we've got Sharon Bondaro. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio, AM 1510 and FM 99.3. Are you a hero in business? Remember, are you making a difference in the community where you're at? Touching others, creating jobs, teaching others. Go to Alliances.com. That's Eliances.com, because this is about heroes. Heroes inspire other people. You can learn from them, and everybody has the ability to become a hero. Now, I got to ask you, though, with all this stuff going on, I mean, you're running a company, Inc. 5000 company, AZTechFinders.com. You're also now doing bodybuilding, creating and staying physically fit. How do you create that balance? How do you do both? Your job's 24 hours. There's clients probably calling all night going, okay, now we need somebody for tomorrow. How do you do that? Eat right, train right, and everything at once.
Right, and I work on that. It's definitely a conscious thing that I have to work on, because not only with that, I have two boys, and I'm a single mom. So a lot goes into that, and it's just really how I've built my company. It was something that I knew that I was going to need to have as I grew my company, as well as my team. I wanted them to have that flexibility and have that work-life balance. So that's just part of our mission and our values in our company, is we want everyone to be able to do that. But it is a juggling act, and you have to start and you have to have very set schedules and know your priorities and know what's important. And one of the most important things to me is that you have to look internally first. You know, if you're okay, I always say put your own mask on first,
right,
before
right.
assisting others. So if I'm good, I know I'm going to be good for my kids. I know I'm going to be good for my company, and things are going to happen. So
now, would you say if you're physically fit, now, do you think that helps you also to be successful in business?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, if you feel good, you're going to go out there and you're going to be able to do good for others.
So if we had a thumb war, who would win?
Probably me.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. I'm not going to challenge you on that, but I am going to challenge you on something else.
Uh-oh.
What challenges do you feel women face in starting a business that may be different from men?
You know, I would say, I know when I first started out, you know, one of the things that I think women have to face, and I don't know if this is more than men, but I know that I personally face it, and I still do. It's kind of like that little voice in your head that's telling you you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not whatever. And so for me, I had to really, and even to this day, you know, I have to really work on that little voice, you know, silencing that and replacing it with something positive. And that's what I got out of my fitness competitions, is that I had to do that personally, and that transferred over into my business. So once I knew I could, you know, accomplish something big on the personal side, I said, all right, what can I do on the business side that's going to really take my company to the next level? So,
and you're doing so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, you are doing a lot. And again, you can reach Sharon Bondaro. She is the CEO, founder of AZ Tech Finders. Go to aztechfinders.com or alliances.com. We'll have her information on there, the place where entrepreneurs align. I got three words for you, Sharon, three words. Listen carefully.
Okay.
Love, laughter, or luck. What's most important? Most important, love, laughter, or luck?
I would say love. Everything stems from that.
All
Absolutely.
You need is love.
Yes.
Love. All you need is love. Biggest lesson that you learned from starting your business, would you say? Because, again, huge accomplishment. Inc. 5000, you're doing so much. Challenge.
I would say the biggest lesson is to just never give up and never quit. So there's going to be days when you wake up and think, you know, you question yourself or you question why you're doing what you're doing, and you really have to just focus on the day and the small little consistent things that are going to lead to something great. So just keep going.
And you have so much going on. I mean, competing, children, work, just incredible. Who would you say maybe the most inspirational person in your life? Who would you say that would be?
You know, I would have to say that that would be my mom. She always taught me to be independent, and my dad too, and really that I can do whatever it is that I set out to accomplish. And I think that that's a critical thought that really has helped me, you know, grow both professionally and as a person, is just knowing, okay, I can do whatever I want. As long as I set my mind to something and keep going and don't quit and silence that little voice, then it's going to happen.
Well, you're a hero. Keep doing what you're doing. Sharon Bondereau, the CEO and founder of AZTechFinders.com. And when we return, we're going to have another hero. You're all going to be hungry as could be, because he is the Chicago Pizza King, president of Lou Malnati's, that is expanding. And when you hear what his first position is, you will be blown away. With that, David Kogan with Alliances, and thank you to Glue, our producer, loopydocs.com, for all your editing needs, LUPIDOCS.com. David Kogan with Alliances Heroes.